Hey now.
Hello.
And we're back.
Hello?
Or we're not. Oh, here it is.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
You are.
Go.
We say and hope we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
We are your guiltiest pleasure. I am one of the hosts, one of the fabulosos. I am Karen Ashley, and alongside me is Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeffrey?
I am peachy keen.
That's good. Peachy King is good, and I can hear Katrina Johnson's in the house.
Hello.
Hola. Also, you guys know how we do. We've got James is our producer, and he is working the chat room. He's working the phones. He's doing all that fabulous stuff. James, how are you?
I am phenomenal. How are you?
I'm phenomenal, too. You're phenomenal. I'm phenomenal.
I am phenomenal.
You're phenomenal.
I got a fabulous, and a phenomenal. I'm loving these odds.
Well, my day has been going really well.
Yeah, what happened? Tell us. Go ahead.
No, it's just been going really good. There are a few things I don't really want to talk about just yet, but I've had a lot of things happen today that are going really well. And hopefully I'll have some good news. Hopefully I'll have some good news over the next few days for everybody. But yeah, I've just been having a good day.
Oh,
good.
Congratulations on your penis enlargement.
Jeffrey, why did you have to steal
the funding?
Damn it.
He got the funding, Jeff. He finally got the funding. he finally got that check in the mail from us.
No, my Indiegogo. My Indiegogo campaign finally paid off, you know?
There you go. Your Indiegogo for a new swagger-wagger has paid off.
Cowie-wagger.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to throw it by the time you get to Vegas for your birthday.
To what? I didn't hear what you said.
You'll be all used to it and grown in by the time you get to Vegas for your birthday.
She said grown in. I love it.
Well, I'm hoping to drop a couple pounds and tone up some stuff too before Vegas. So
okay,
I'm hoping to
good
be
goal.
All
get
nice
to it.
Next week when I get there.
I know. I'm hoping to roll through myself.
I got birthdays on the brain. I just planned a birthday party for myself. Today. So, Ms. Ashley, you're going to be cordially invited to my dirty Disney birthday at Disneyland. So you're doing Monday night, but I'm coming to town and I'm bringing 30 pairs of Hooker Minnie Mouse ears, and one of them is for you.
Oh, yay! That's what I've always waited for.
It's going to be a set of Power Ranger yellow Minnie Mouse ears.
Oh, I love it. I am all over it. You send me the day, I am there.
Oh, excellent. Monday night, downtown Disney. You and me and lots of booze and Nikki molestation.
How long are you in town? Because we've got to schedule a photo shoot for you, Missy. Birthday girl.
Just Monday and Tuesday, but I'm available.
Oh, okay. We'll figure it out. Oh, man, I've got so much going on. This is fabulous. dirty Disney birthday party. That is like, I don't even know what that consists of. Do I need to dress like a Disney character? But
it's
like,
filthy
naked?
And it's delicious, and it's at Disneyland, and you will be the second Power Ranger there. That's all I can say at this time.
Oh, for the love of God.
We'll just say it's going to be very colorful.
Oh, very colorful. Jeffrey.
It's birthday. soundtrack to Chase the Rainbow.
It is. Oh, my goodness. This is great.
Oh, I'm pouring a drink.
He's pouring a drink as we speak.
That I am. Sam,
right.
I am.
Yeah, right.
You don't need to have clothes to come to my birthday. You just need to have ears. Minnie Mouse ears or Minnie Mouse ears. That's the only requirement.
No clothing required, just Minnie Mouse ears. That's fabulous.
Right.
That's fabulous.
That's how I get down.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait to get down with you with those Minnie Mouse ears on. I am smiling from ear to ear. That just made my whole day. And obviously know that.
Here we go again with the pop fan.
I think Karen's phone is possessed.
I got nothing. Go. I got nothing.
I'm here in Las Vegas.
No, can't hear you. Hello? Is anybody here?
I sound like it's been taken over by the X.
I can hear all you guys, but it's cutting out. VCR needs to get their shit together.
Oh, for the love of God. It's Wednesday, isn't it? Son of a bitch.
It's Wednesday and it's crackling. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, James.
I'm here.
Can you hear?
Are you guys
can
there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It just keeps cutting out. I apologize to everybody for the technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio needs to get their together.
Yeah, this is a little ridiculous. Are the girls still here?
I still see them, but Karen, Katrina, hello?
We're both cutting out. This is just so much fun.
This is. This is just so incredible. I can't. Gotta love Blog Talk Radio's technical difficulties, really.
Yep.
Together. Oh, I didn't mean to delete all that.
Okay. Well, James, until we can figure it out, let's just pull something. And stay tuned. 10 o'clock will be title pending if we can
Hold
get
on.
The sound back.
It's clear. You're clear. I hear you pretty clear. And Katrina and
Karen.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
What had happened? I think it was the spirit of Walt Disney harassing me and playing pranks on our show, haunting us, because I said I was going to do dirty things to my dirty friends in Minnie and Mickey ears. Sorry, Walt Disney. My bad. Sorry.
Well, now that we lost half of the people listening.
Right. Oh, well, man.
That was fun, 10,000 people.
It's a conspiracy.
You know people?
Okay, well, I'm on the chat with Blog Talk, so talk amongst yourselves and I'll be back.
Okay, perfect. So today's show, it's crazy. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. One of the things we're going to cover are text messages, because it's like I sent Jeffrey a text message earlier, and he completely thought I was being bitchy. And I was like, how is that the case? So it's like this is like a phenomenon. It's like you can never tell people's emotions behind a text message. So we're going to talk about that. You know, it's like you can get into all kinds of trouble. And then we're also, obviously, we need to send you, we haven't talked to you guys since the whole Boston incident and the horrific things that happened there. So I definitely want to send my love, my prayers to anyone victimized at this horrible, horrible tragedy. I mean, it was a terrorist attack. I don't know. I'm praying that the FBI agents and the police department and everyone who's working on that case, I'm praying that they're able to put together the pieces to the puzzle to hopefully find a suspect and hopefully get to the bottom of it, because it was so tragic. Did you guys see that on Monday?
Yeah, it was awful. I'm still shocked about it. It's so sad.
I know. And, I mean, I was reading a story today about the young boy, Martin, who lost his life, and his little six-year-old sister who lost her leg. His mom is also in the hospital. She just got out of brain surgery because this sicko, when he, you know, made this bomb, he put nails and all these things in the bomb, so when it exploded, these nails and screws were, like, hitting people. That's why people were losing their legs, and, like, they were, you know, so much damage was done. And there were two other women that passed away. It's just so sad. So I don't want to have a sad show because we've been hearing about it on the news, and they've covered it a million different ways. But Uncensored Radio, Guilty Pleasure, we want to send our love, our prayers, our positive thoughts. I hope that the people who are working the 12-hour shifts, the 24-hour shifts, just trying to put this together, that they're able to carry through that and really hopefully find the suspect and hopefully find out any kind of clue of who might have done this horrific thing. So that is that. Anything you want to add, Katrina Johnson?
Well, I mean, I think you said it exactly. Just our hopes and prayers, and that we hope that they get to the bottom of this quickly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And my buddy, Jeffrey and I both watched Dallas, the finale, so we were gonna bore you for a second, Katrina, and talk Dallas talk.
Oh,
but
man.
I won't do that. But what I will talk to you about is the ending or the reunion for the Atlanta Housewives, because that also happened.
Oh, yes. Also,
did you see it?
Yes, and the reunion for Love and Hip Hop. Did you see that?
Yes.
One?
Did you see that also? I saw both of them.
I saw both episodes of the reunion of Love and Hip Hop, and I was especially excited because they talk about naked pictures, and I looked them up. Wouldn't you know, I sure did find them, too.
Oh. Who was it, naked pictures of what's his name, or who was the naked pictures of?
They mentioned naked pictures of Joe Budden, and I Googled it and found it. And naked pictures of Rich Dollaz. And I saw his Dollaz. I saw what he's working with. Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
If we lose you guys again, I'm playing a prepaid.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, I think we're going to have this technical problem the whole show, so we probably should play a pre-tape so that you're able to listen to the episode in its entirety without having to hear the snap, crackle, and pop. What do you guys think?
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I concur.
So we'll be back live tomorrow. Like Jeffrey said, stay tuned for 10 o'clock. We've got title pending coming up. I don't even know if you can understand all the words that are coming out of my mouth. But hopefully you can. We love you.
If it'll play.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's like, you gotta love Blog Talk. You gotta freaking love Blog Talk.
I'm seriously watching the count, like the counter on this episode, count up and up and up and up and up, and nothing.
Maybe nothing.
James, just lie something and just cut it off at 10 when Ethan goes on.
I'm trying.
It should be fixed by then. Sorry, everybody.
Or we're going to have dead air for 45 minutes because nothing is playing.
All right, hold on. Let me see what I can get. Back up GP1. Well, this is so much
fun. None of them are polls.
Yeah, I can't get anything to play either.
Okay. Well, sorry, everybody.
Okay, I'm going to tell Ethan. Let's just end the show.
Okay.
All right, good night, everybody. We're sorry.
Well, hopefully we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, seriously? That's not even working.